And any day in the Ulster Championship I've seen, you know, over the last number of years has always been tough. Great to come out on the right side of it, you know. I thought overall we were much the better team. There was a wee period before half time, and definitely Fermanagh had a wee spell, but you know, we rode it out and obviously went the man down, and there's a lot of questions asked of us. But I thought the second half, once we got the goal, we were very, very comfortable.
The goals were always going to be big scores in this one, weren't they?
Ah, they were, yeah. Listen, there's no doubt about it, you know, and thankfully we didn't concede anybody, and thought defensively, bar maybe a couple of frees in the first half, I thought we were very good.
Yeah. And the incident involving Neil McGee, it looks like he's now going to be missing now for the next game. How big a blow was that just before half time to go to 14?
Listen, it's a massive blow to go to 14. Yeah. It's a massive blow, even bigger blow, to lose Neil McGee. He's an exceptional player. Very disappointed in it. Neil feels the referee blowing his whistle for a free out. He tried to shrug your man off. He's been held, but look, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose when you did go man down, you contained it very well, particularly early in the second half, because you would have expected Fermanagh to come out of the blocks a lot harder than what they did. They finished the first half, but just contained that, and then once that second goal, and then about 10 minutes from the end, it was a case of riding it home at that stage.
It was, you know. I think once we got the goal, and then we hammered over a few points. I think we went 210, 8 points up, Oisín, and really we're home and dry, and we just got the message on to the boys, just make sure and see it out, and don't do anything too silly.
Yeah, were you satisfied with Donegal's performance overall today, Rory?
It would have been. There's a lot of pluses now. You're never totally satisfied, no matter what. Felt we were probably give away a couple of soft frees. Obviously wasn't happy, you know, with Rory and Leo picking up them yellow cards, but you know, you have to deal with them things as well, you know.
Because championship football, it can take a game or two to bed yourself under, can it?
Oh, it can, yeah. It's a different animal than it is in league football, you know. It's more at stake, it means more. Sometimes referees referee a bit differently, but you've got to deal with it.
It's going to be a different animal the next day against Monaghan in 13 days' time, and it's not going to be too hard to get these boys up for that one.
No, listen, look, since the draw was made, Oisín, this is always going to be a big 13 days in our season, you know. We badly want to be in an Ulster final. Monaghan badly want to be in it. It was always likely if we both looked after our business that we'd end up meeting each other, and that's the way it is. And look, it's something to look forward to, something to relish. It's what you want, and you know, we're really looking forward to the preparation the next 13 days. We've enjoyed the last number of weeks since we know when it's going to be for Monaghan. We can't wait for it.
Yeah, there are a couple of knocks in there, and you'll have to assess things now in the next few days. But I suppose the big talking point is Neil, and he's going to be missing for what's going to be a massive game.
Yeah, it appears likely that Neil's going to be missing. There's no doubt about it. But if he's out, he's out. You know, we have to deal with it.